So let's further explore our metaphor of the day, floating out in space, out of contact, out of options, waiting for some kind of breakpoint, like in the movie Gravity. Eric Sofci has extensively researched spacesuits and survival. He's a contributing writer to Popular Science, specializing in space science and technology. Eric Sofci, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, you know, we have this really strong sense of a metaphor, and we're getting a stronger sense of it from this movie Gravity, of, you know, what it's like to be, you know, in a spacesuit, kind of floating out in space above Earth, unable to kind of communicate with ground control or whatever. What's it really like in engineering terms? What are the real plans for dealing with a situation like that?
Well, NASA actually technically calls it going overboard, you know, if you are sort of out there adrift in space and you aren't hooked on anymore to a structure like the space station. And yeah, it's actually pretty grim, because if that happens, that means that a lot of things have gone wrong. Your tethers that you have hooked up to at least 2 points at all times have broken for some reason, or, you know, become unclipped. And it means that your jetpack that all astronauts have on their suits if they're doing any kind of a spacewalk has also run out of fuel, or it's, you know, disabled for some reason. And at that point, it's pretty grim. You have at the moment no options really for survival. You pretty much just have to wait, I guess, make your last goodbyes to mission control.
If your radio's even working, and, you know, flapping right around isn't going to help because it's a vacuum, right?
That's true. Yeah. I mean, that's why ultimately you want to have that tether attached at all times. And then if that fails for some reason, you need to activate your jetpack, which essentially has, it's hard to say how long you can really use it for. It's not a lot of fuel in there. One thing that's excellent about it, which is a little different from what happens in the movie, is it actually automatically stabilizes you. So if you're tumbling, you basically hit a button, and on its own, your jetpack will right you, which is very useful. And then you can try to thrust towards some kind of safety, if there is any safety. But it's not a lot of wiggle room. It's not like a spaceship.
And how much oxygen is there in a spacesuit? Is it hours, days?
No, at maximum, maybe it might be 8 hours, maybe a little bit more. It depends on if you can sort of regulate your breathing. And NASA, they did mention that this is a thing that you drill for, which is kind of, you know, kind of terrifying. But for this notion of being overboard and how to sort of calm yourself and, you know, maybe wait for rescue. Although at this point, you know, with the technology we have, there's really no one who can pick you up.
And what about the pressurization? Is that dependent on batteries or some system?
No. That's actually all sort of passively handled in the suit. And so, I mean, that's why ultimately, I mean, it's not, you know, a nice way to go, but it's not like you're all of a sudden going to have like an, you know, explosive depressurization or freeze or something, unless you were to, you know, decide to pop off your helmet or, you know, something really drastic. But no, you essentially just run out of air, you know, because you're going to run out of air before you run out of water. You actually usually have a little bit of water, like maybe up to a liter that you can drink from a straw. And you don't really have any food anymore. For a brief period, they used to have this kind of food log. I mean, it didn't sound very appetizing.
Is gravity realistic here?
I would say so, to a really astonishing degree. I mean, again, you know, there's a couple of quibbles, like I mentioned, that notion of Bullock kind of goes out of control and is tumbling for a while. Again, that's the kind of thing that you would handle with your jetpack sort of instantly. But overall, I mean, this is, it's really, really, really impressively realistic in terms of the orbital mechanics, you know, what happens if you're in this type of a sort of collision in space, even, you know, the lack of audio almost as far as hearing sort of all that destruction. Really, really impressive. I mean, this is, I think, the most realistic space movie since, you know, Apollo 13.
Eric Sofci is a contributing writer to Popular Science, specializing in space science and technology. Thanks so much.
Excellent. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.